Jekka News. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 27, eMalahleni 26, Rustenburg 28 grade. Oud-president Thabo Mbeki het sy steun toegesê aan die ANC se besluit om oud-president Jacob Zuma aan 'n dissiplinêre verhoor te onderwerp. Die ANC het optrede vertraag nadat Zuma sy verbintenis met die Umkhonto we Sizwe party verklaar het. Tydens 'n veldtog in Pretoria het Mbeki die belangrikheid beklemtoon dat die ANC sy eie reëls nakom.
A very senior person like him, former president of the ANC, who does a thing which is grossly in violation of the constitution. The ANC must act, and I think they have acted. I think it's correct.
Die komende verhoor wat vir Dinsdag vasgestel is, kan lei tot Zuma se skorsing uit die ANC. 'N onafhanklike verslag het geen bewyse gevind ten aanzien van se beweringe teen die nasionale finansiële hulpskema vir studente nie. Volgens die verslag was daar kommer oor 'n gesprek wat opgeneem is tussen die voormalige skema se raadsvoorsitter Ines Koza en diegene wat met CoinWest Afrika verbind word. Woordvoerder Ismail Nisi.
The NSFAS administrator will share the report and subsequent opinion from TGR with Mr. Koza. The administrator will bring the contents of the report to the Minister of Higher Education, Science and Innovation, Professor Nzimande. The full detail of the report will be found on the NSFAS website.
Die DA sê hy sal aan Minister van Kommunikasie Mondlingo Ngubele skryf om antwoorde te eis oor die regering se plan vir bykans 5000 poskantoorwerkers wat afleggings in die gesig staar. 'N aansoek om befondsing deur sakeredingspraktisyns is van dese week van die hand gewys. Die DA se Natasha Mazzoni.
What lies ahead for the South African Post Office's business rescue process, which the minister undertook without a workable turnaround plan? With the South African Post Office on death's door yet again, will it return to liquidation or not? And most importantly, what lies ahead for its employees?
Die Vereniging van Staatsamptenare vra vir die nagaan van kwalifikasies vir alle senior bestuurders by die kantoor van die premier in Limpopo. Die oproep volg nadat 'n senior bestuurder gearresteer is oor vermeende vervalste kwalifikasies. In die lig van berigte oor onvoldoende kwalifikasies, vra John Tefo van die vakbond aanspreeklikheid en nakoming.
How many employees that might be working there with no qualifications or wrong qualifications. Hence, we call upon the Office of the Premier to launch full investigation of qualifications, particularly for senior managers.
En teen slotte, China is gereed om 'n sending na die ander kant van die maan te stuur wat 'n wêreldeerste sal wees indien dit sou slaag. China se ruimteverenigingsprogram beplan ook om monsters van twee planete insluitend Mars te versamel teen 2030. Die reis sal oor 53 dae plaasvind. Ek is Chanel September, our top story at the hour. Former ANC president Thabo Mbeki has rallied his support behind the ANC's decision to subject ex-president Jacob Zuma to a disciplinary hearing.
More music you love with Alex J.
Having a good time dancing and laughing.
Jacaranda FM.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em. Hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus. Ooh. And throw your keys up. Hey. Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Ooh. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a hey. Come take it to the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado.
It's a tornado
in my city.
In my city.
In the basement.
The basement.
That ain't pretty.
Pretty.
Rugged whiskey. We're surviving.
We survive.
A break of kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh. One step to the right. We headed to the dive bar.